Hi, and welcome to another one of our little podcasts. Today we are celebrating being a podcast for over a year. Yay! It's been an entire year of me just droning on and making you guys go, really? Well, hopefully it's been better than that. I mean, as a non-professional podcast, more of the I'm sitting down talking to you kind. We've actually grown very well. We're over 13,000 downloads on all of our stuff. We've had roughly about 800 in the last 30 days downloads, listens, so pretty good stuff there. And all in all, we have a good amount of episodes as far as what we put together throughout this year, over 339, not quite 365. And a lot of that has to do with when I originally started this, we were doing it with a break between days because I was working a full-time job and wasn't sure how to swing everything together. I have done a few extra podcasts from time to time to highlight different things, different messages throughout. And that's been right in there the whole time and making everything really much better as time went on. And I just, you know, think we've done a lot over the last year. And when you think about it, really good, just considering, once again, as I've said before, this is a non-professional podcast. It's just me sitting down at a computer with a microphone and talking to you and hoping that you get some kind of understanding from all that I bring out. And I've gone through various series throughout the course of this year. We started initially with talking about the branch on the vine, really getting an idea of how it is we are relating to God, not just in a religion, we are relating to Him. And then we had the great Advent and Christmas meditations that gave us an understanding about how Christ coming in bodily form 2,000 years ago preps us for not just the end of times, but also for His meeting with us today so that we can have that relationship today, not in the future. And most explicitly, how it relates to Him coming down to us in the Mass in the Holy Eucharist. So we did have a whole lot of extremely great episodes that enlightened that. We had a couple ones on prayer, helping you understand a little bit more about how to pray more effectively. Did try to do a sponsorship type thing with it, but that didn't quite take off the way I hoped. Plus with problems with Stripe because of something that happened between them and me because I did something wrong. We'll just leave it there. I kind of decided to forego that and move that on. Plus, the home that this podcast is at is on podbeam.com. They've changed what allows for the support of any podcast to where I'd have to have the whole video level of stuff. And I just don't want to spend over $500 for the podcast just yet. I may eventually get around to it, but right now that's not something that would be reasonable with what we're trying to do. So maybe in time we'll get to some episodes and maybe I'll be able to put up slides and make this a more interactive thing for you. But as of yet, haven't quite gotten there. Outside of all that, we also had a great Lenten meditation where we went throughout every day of Lent with some type of understanding of what it is to repent, what is conversion, what is the gospel message. And we wrapped up that with a good Easter run of getting us more of a knowledge of how it is that God is who He is with us and really developing our prayer life a little bit more, I think, as well with the meditations that came through on that. And really just understanding what the resurrection means, what the gospel means. And then we just start on the catechism. And I think we'll continue to keep going through the catechism. We've gotten a whole lot of good things so far. So some of the episodes, I'm not sure if I bored you and felt like I was rambling, and I apologize for that. I keep trying to stick with the notes that I write up and go with, although there are times when I get kind of extemporaneous and start doing it as I get in the mood. And sometimes that works, sometimes it's an epic fail. But all in all, I want to thank you for making this podcast what it is and has been for the last year. And I look forward to the next year of making this podcast something great. We are growing, we are developing, and I am learning a little bit more about what I need to do. And hopefully, we'll start cracking. I'd like to have at least 500 downloads per episode. And move and march toward the 1,000 download area before the end of this year would be really nice, or before the end of the next year of the podcast at least is up, so that by next September we're into the thousands per download. We're really making some headway. And maybe then I would be able to work out some type of sponsorship role with this podcast and be able to provide you with other things that pretty much can benefit you as part of your spirituality and further growth that way. But just little things like that. Still, we have the books that I've written that are available on Amazon.com. The current one that we're putting out is the newest one, the Stations of the Cross devotional. I have noted in recent days when I was kind of going through it some spelling mistakes, not so much spelling mistakes, but more along the lines that instead of getting the two that would be proper for to something, it put in the number two in some spaces. So that just shows that spell check does not like me. So I'm gonna edit that over the next couple weeks and get that where it needs to be. So that's something I'm working on at this point. But other than that, we're gonna plow ahead, keep going through the catechism. When we run out of the catechism, we might even go over some of the documents of Vatican II and discuss those in a little bit more detail. I'm sure a lot of that is something that people have never really thought or heard. Other thoughts that I've been going on is developing a series on spiritual warfare that is based in part on a Puritan book that I read many years ago when I was a Protestant, but really does not properly explain how to wrestle with spiritual forces and really get ahead in spiritual matters as far as things go, but really to develop your understanding of what it is to be a good Christian and move ahead in spirituality in a matter of holiness. As one of the basic thoughts that talk about spiritual warfare that I'd like to get into comes about from Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus basically says, and I'm going to use the King James Version because it's stuck in my head for some reason, that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. And that's a little bit as close as I can get to it. And it just shows that you and I are in a warfare, and we're attacking something. The thing that we're attacking are the principalities, the powers, and spiritual rulers in dark places. And somewhere along the line in the next year, I would like to get into that series, but I want to first really get into the catechism, give you a firm foundation before I go that route. And eventually that'll come out in future things, because I do have about, I think it's a 17 book series outlined for that, which is going to be a monster endeavor. If I ever get to the point to where I'm not working all the time and I can concentrate on this podcast and writing, I would love to really get into that, but that's going to take really me getting to a level of self-sufficiency that right now is a little bit out there, but can happen. So I just want to get that all together and give you that as an idea of a plan going forward. But really, what I wanted to take a point on this podcast was not so much to go into any particular thought or theology or anything along those lines, but really to just say, hey, thank you for the last year. Thank you for supporting this podcast, giving us a chance to do what we need to do. And by we, I mean me and kind of the royal we of the papacy of saying that, I'm doing it as speaking the we as being what I understand to be God's guidance in this day and age. And I do thank you for this opportunity to be able to come to you and express to you these truths of the faith. And hopefully you gained something out of the last year and you've grown a little bit in your understanding of Christ and such. And hopefully by this time next year, oh, wow, I don't know why I'm so tired all of a sudden. It's probably because I'm doing the podcast. Watch out. But as far as things go, just really glad to be able to talk to you and really get into this moment and really delve into what the podcast is all about and really for what it's become. Thank you 100% for everything. And I hope in the next year we at least get to a full year's worth of podcast. That 365 sounds really good at this point. We will still take our breaks on Sundays and tell you about the magnificent Sunday readings, and maybe not as much in the year coming forward, taking a break throughout the week to highlight the special occasions that go on, maybe just the holy days of obligation or feast of apostles, not necessarily everything under the sun. One of them I should have done, which would have been last weekend, would have been highlighting the cross of Christ, because on the 14th of September is the feast of the cross of Christ. And it reminds us of the most precious moment in our lives. And it really, in my mind's eye, highlights what the gospel's all about. And it highlights one of the things that people really misunderstand about Christianity, and that's that the idea of bad things happening in the world are not necessarily a detriment to what Christianity is, because one of the greatest acts of love came out of the most heinous act of violence that was ever done, where a truly innocent man was condemned to die, and that's where our gospel is based off of. And if so in that sense, there will still be some stops throughout the next couple months where we'll stop and we'll talk about the various holidays and feast days that come up. And I've been thinking about using probably more the pre-Vatican II, the 1962 missal and its readings to show how, from a historical point of view, those readings and such still have basis in teaching us today, and really tying the church universally back through the ages as well. It's kind of in the sketch. I still have to kind of sit down and etch these things out, but these are the good things that I'm looking forward in next year. Most importantly, I want to go through the catechism and really get it, because like I've said before, with the catechism of the Catholic Church, if you just read eight sections a day, every day, for the next year, you will go through the entire catechism. Will you understand everything? No, it's kind of like reading the Bible. You can read the Bible within a 4 month period of time by taking just 10 chapters a day. I know that's mind-boggling when you really think about it. And it depends upon how you read it and how you divide the chapters up as to how quickly you get through. Because there's roughly about, let's say, 1400 some odd chapters in the entire Bible. So if you say 10 chapters a day, when you get to that fourth month, sometime during that fourth month, you cross the threshold of actually reading the entire Bible from cover to cover one time. And if you repeat that throughout the course of the year, three times in one calendar year, you can read the entire Bible. It's very doable. And a lot of that is because if you really think about it, and I've said this before, if you listen to the Bible on cassette, CD, whatever, cassette was kind of the way I did it when I first started doing this stuff many years ago, back in the 90s. I mean, that's like 20 plus years for a lot of people. I would listen to the cassettes, and it took me a while to realize, because I was listening to the King James and the Alexander Scobie version of it, that it didn't take long to get through the entire Bible. In fact, I think it was Charles Spurgeon one time told a friend of his that the Bible can be read within 90 hours of just reading it straight through at a certain speed, a certain type of oration back in the 1800s. And we find that out when we're listening to the Bible on CD, the Bible on MP3 and so forth, however it's available for you nowadays, that is really the truth. And that even goes for Catholic Bibles, because the American Standard Version that I listen to most, that's on CD, is on about, I think it's 68 different CDs. They're a little over an hour in length as far as how long they go to get as much of the chapters as possible. And right around 100 hours, that is done. So if you sat and listened 1 hour a day to the Bible, as I tend to do from time to time, I don't do it every day like I've wanted to. A lot of that has to do with fitting in daily prayer. And also, I work a 12-hour job. So throughout the course of the week, I have 12 hours where I'm at a job. I come home from the job. I'm exhausted like I am today because I just finished working a 12-hour shift today, and I got a 12-hour shift tomorrow. And here I am sitting talking to you, giving you a podcast. I've had to clean up a little bit around here, do a few things around the house, and plan out the rest of my week. Plus, in about 10 days, I will have my birthday. I know you guys are all ecstatic about that as much as I am. My birthday always falls on the feast of St. Vincent de Paul, because I was a September 27th baby. And it is always a great moment for me as I go forth and think about the next year. And I can really see a lot of good things happening in the next year, especially with this podcast. So as I sit down and we review one more time the last year, and I just want to thank you again for it. Thank you for everything of last year. And hopefully my ramblings have allowed me, as I've come into your lives over the last year, to at least help you become better Catholics, to at least understand the church a little bit better if you're not a Catholic, even if you're not even considering becoming a Catholic, but at least to understand how, as a Catholic Christian, we truly do believe in Jesus Christ in the sense that every Christian church does. And maybe it'll allow you to not view us as skeptically as you did in the past and continue to grow. So I leave that out there for you and for everyone. And once again, thank you once again for another prosperous year of being able to benefit you as somebody speaking daily into your life now. And hopefully I can be a little bit more ahead of the ball and get a few more episodes done up over the next couple of days so that I can get back to the cushion that I had a couple months back before I had to do a whole lot of other things, and start getting back into that rhythm of every day you have a message that you can sit, listen to for about 20 to 30 minutes and get something to pray about and think about as you grow in the Christian faith and become better people altogether, as we all strive to reach eternity with God. in the Blessed Beatitude, a beatitude which for each one of us is where we're called to abide, for it's in that abiding that each one of us will be eternally blessed.